There is a message from National Treasures. Please check it. Strange as it may seem, this is the earliest form of the Chinese character Wang, meaning king. It's the head of a battle axe, the supreme symbol of military power, the ultimate source of a king's authority. The first Chinese characters date from the late Shang Dynasty, some 3,000 years ago. Originally made for the purposes of divination, they were inscribed on pieces of tortoiseshell and fragments of bone. The character Wang is one of the characters that is most frequently found in halls of early Chinese script. This piece describes how a Shang Dynasty king went hunting and caught a wild bull. It's also unique, the only known oracle bone script inlaid with turquoise. That the writing of this piece of bone differs from other samples dating from the same period is suggestive. Most likely, it indicates that the catching of the bull was a noteworthy act, one that demonstrated the king's prowess as a hunter and warrior. It was special, worth commemorating, hence the turquoise inlay. During the Shang Dynasty, divination was very important. To those who knew how to read them, so it was believed, cracks in bits of shell and bone could foretell the future, tell you when to sacrifice, when to harvest, when illness would strike. So it was these diviners seeking to unlock the future, inadvertently, provided us with a key to the past. These 154,000 oracle bones offer us a precious glimpse of life in China some 3,000 years ago. Of the 4,000 characters used in these inscriptions, so far 1,500 have been deciphered. Through them, we can reconstruct a day in the life of a Shang Dynasty man. In the morning, he gets up. His hairpin is the symbol of his ability to shoulder the burden of supporting the family. He bends down and looks at his reflection in a basin of water, which functions as a mirror, and gets dressed. Then he goes to hunt. To walk fast, he moves his arms up and down. In the woods, he pricks up his ears, listening out for something. It's a deer. He puts an arrow to the string of his bow and shoots. He gets his prey. Nighttime, moon hanging in the sky, hunter and his catch safely home. His wife preparing the dinner in a ding, a kind of cauldron with handles and feet. So it was that by a combination of meticulous observation and incredible imagination, the people of the Shang Dynasty turned what they saw, did, and felt into symbols that could be inscribed on turtle shells and animal bones, the very first Chinese characters. In pictograph characters, like Tian, meaning farm, simple lines were used to outline the shape of something. But more abstract concepts could be depicted too. For example, a short horizontal stroke above a long one meant above. A short stroke below a long one meant below. By combining more than one character into one, even more complex ideas could be expressed. Take jiō, meaning wine, for example, a combination of the character for cup or container and water. Other characters would combine one character indicating a certain sound with another specifying meaning. Yang, for example, meaning wonder. By far, the earliest known version of Chinese script is to be found scratched on these oracle bones. Chinese civilization could at last be recorded and passed down the generations. A literary tradition had begun, one which survives to this very day. Strange as it may seem, the complex system of writing we use today, that we learn at school and still use in the modern age of smartphones and gadgets, began life thousands of years ago as scratches on bits of bone. Now they're etched in hearts and minds of more than 1 billion people.